affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of member of the county board.
Of the office of member of the county board.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, Jamie, I told you had to have a 20-minute presentation set up. This is your opportunity, just real fast, give a little bit about your background, and please introduce your family, and then your seat is right up there.
I didn't really plan anything. It's just an honor to do this, to fill Hal's seat and work with the chairman and the rest of you. I'm sure I'm going to learn more than I'll give for a little while. I'm from Greenville. I've lived here for 20 years. Living in Madison County for 20 years. I'm a manager for Siemens Corporation. Manages 17 people. This is my wife, Laura. My son, Ian, and Sam. They both go here to District 7 schools. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mr. Goggin.
This is your seat now.
Don't forget, you have to sit down. And then I need for you to, we're going to need you to get you marked present. And next thing, Judy, would you come up here? And we have a County of Illinois proclamation honoring Debbie. And I'm going to mess up the name, last name, Baziski. Is that close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow county board members. This is probably one of the most humble people I've ever met. I met her when she was working at the Kirkenfest chairing the flea market, and there was just something really unique about her. And what she actually did, we'll let Teresa speak. But Deb donated her kidney to Teresa. And she has been through, you'll see her working. She works in a bank in Highland. You'll see her working at Trubai. She never sat still. She's been through a family fire. She's what it's all about. She has real love for people. And I think she's really, really a special person. And after speaking to Teresa, you would find that she's just a really sweet gal, too. They'll have a bond for life. And I want to let Teresa tell you the story a little bit better.
Thank you. Well, it all started March of 2007. I was diagnosed with atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome, which probably took me the whole 6 weeks I was in the hospital to learn how to say that. Basically, what it is it caused my red blood cells and platelets to be misshapen and cause clots in the kidneys, so my kidneys shut down. I was then on dialysis for 5 years, 8 months, and 29 days after that till I received the kidney. But I logged about 5,000 hours on the dialysis machine trying to finish college and earn my special education degree. I got a phone call one day while I was subbing and had a voicemail I checked over lunch, and it said that it was now possible to receive a transplant, whereas before it wasn't because it's such a rare disease that they didn't know enough about it, and there was a 90% failure rate of transplants at that time. So I received a call in December 2011 saying that it was possible. And I probably listened to that voicemail 100 times trying to make sure of what I heard. And I remember I was sitting in the teacher's lounge, tears just streaming down my face, and all the other teachers were like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And I'm like, "I can actually get a kidney now." And so they were giving me hugs and congratulating me and everything. And I called my mom and dad and texted my brothers and sisters and everything, and looked for the next step on what I needed to do. So I started the whole process, and I would check in with a coordinator every so often at Barnes Hospital, and Highland Newsleader ran an article about me saying that I needed to have a non-relative living donor transplant because of this new medicine that made it possible I needed to receive it before the transplant surgery. Debbie read the article, and right afterwards, she knew what she wanted to do. She called Barnes right away and said, I'd like to try to donate my kidney. And we have ties that go all over, as any small town would. My brother and her worked at Saigon Delaney Catering. I had actually worked with Debbie at Dairy Queen for a little while. Her daughter and my sister knew each other in school, and her son worked with my brother at my brother's automotive shop. So all these little connections, and I guess, you know, she just thought she needed to try. So I went into the bank on June 12th of last year, and I was talking to Debbie, and I said, I found out, you know, I have a match, but they only told me it's a friend. I don't know who it is. And she's got this big grin on her face, and she said, it's me. And I really have no idea what I thought at that moment, but it was like obviously the best birthday present you could ever receive. And we went through more testing, and I began to grow more and more nervous by the day, because here they were looking at setting a date to something I thought would never happen. And Debbie was always there just to reassure me. She'd say, oh, you know, it's going to be fine. I've prayed about it. I know this is the right thing. And one day I got a text message from her that just said, they said it's the right one. And so she found out she'd be donating her right kidney. So she knew that it was going to be the right option. We went to Barnes on December 4th. And laying there in the pre-op beds, I was starting to get so nervous and worked up that I was going to reject it, or, you know, heaven forbid something worse was going to happen. And I just remember Debbie's words that she had said, that she never had a second thought about it. She knew that it was the right thing to do. That she looked at it like, if people only gave to their family members, do you realize how many people would end up dying because of that? And it's still to this day, I just can't put into words how that makes me feel, how grateful I am that there are such selfless people in this world willing to do that for someone. And she's just continually humble and offers me prayers and words of encouragement still, even after having already given me an organ. She's still offering all this encouragement, and I think she's very deserving of this award, though she'll try to tell you different all day long, that she just did what you're supposed to do. But I really think she does deserve it, and I appreciate that you guys are recognizing her like this.
I don't think we could do a better job than what Teresa did in explaining this, but we have a proclamation for Debbie Baziski.
Yeah.
I think I got that right. And I think this was an act of courage that you did, and I wish more people would do that. We all know that the donating organs is a very important thing in this world today, and just what you've done is just unbelievable. I know a lot of people would not do that, and it looks like they're going to be good friends for many, many years in the future. I want you to make this an informative resolution. We have a motion. Is there a second to approve this? We have a second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Congratulations again. Would you like to say a word?
I just want to say that from the beginning, when I saw the newspaper article, I just called. I said, I'm going to find out what this is and what I can do. And from the minute that Barnes started testing me, everything just fell into place. I mean, they would say, okay, you passed this test, let's go to the next one. And that, after that one, she goes, yeah, you have to have that dreaded colonoscopy. I go, okay, you know. And we just had, like Teresa said, we just had bonds from working together. She went to school to be a teacher. I'm going back to school to be a teacher. And I have just been blessed for 50 years with good health. My family has good health, and I just wanted to enable her to have good health, to proceed with her life, to work in the classroom, to go out with their friends and not be stuck at home doing dialysis. I just wanted her to have a normal life. And there was no question. I wasn't scared anytime. My husband goes, gosh, I'm nervous. Why aren't you? I said, because this is the right thing to do. Barnes Hospital, every time we went, they were the nicest people. And I think that was one of the reasons, too, I never got nervous or scared. The day of surgery, I went in there going, great, we're doing this. I wasn't nervous or nothing. And I'm just happy that I was imagined that I was able to help her. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. Instead of blood sisters, we're kidney sisters. So.
This is Teresa's mom.
Ms. Hawkins, could I have a motion to approve the April 17th minutes?
Yes, I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. I have Ms. Glasper on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have four speakers here. I'll say the rules one time. The first one that's going to be speaking is Debbie Tapman. You have 3 minutes to speak. After 2.5 minutes, you will hear me hit the gavel once, and after 3 minutes, I will cut you off. If you have some written remarks that you want to give to the clerk, she will put those in the minutes for you. And I will not start the time until you get down here. So take your time. And we will start the clock at for 3 minutes.
To tell you the honest truth, I never thought I would stand here before the board on the matter of Wanda Cemetery in South Rock Sand. But I, 3 years ago, my husband passed away in February. And my children and I went to order his tombstone in April. All summer long, we were told one reason after the other as to why that tombstone could not be set. And I believed every word of it. And when I went out there in August, on the 9th of August, they had dug my husband's footing, the cemetery employees at that time. They are no longer with that cemetery. But that's not the only issue. That's not the reason they're not with the cemetery any longer. I'm going to lose all my papers here. You'll have to bear with me. But this is a footing that they dug for my husband's tombstone. And I went up. It was totally to the left of where my husband's body was buried. Huh. And I couldn't understand that. So I went to the office, and I spoke to the personnel there, and I said, what's going on? And Stan spoke up. He was one of the employees for the grounds. He said, I dug the grave for your husband where Scott Levan, who was then the president of the Wanda Cemetery, told me to dig. And he said, we have buried your husband in the wrong grave. And this was only 6 months after he had passed away, and I was mortified, and I started crying my eyes out. And I said, what does this mean for me? At that time, they told me that, no, I would not be buried next to my husband, that they would leave a space there. They told me when the grass grew out there, no one would know the difference. And I said, excuse me, myself and my children will. And this is hurting almost as bad as the day that we buried him. At that time, my children asked me not to go and have their father exhumed.
They said, we buried him once before, and we cannot do it again. And they were the pallbearers for their own father's funeral. And I assured them, I said, unless this is absolutely necessary, I will not do that. But if it comes down to it, I will. And then our family attended the meeting at the cemetery in August. 30 seconds? I would like to close with this. I would like to say that these matters are over with, but they are not. There are other people in this audience who are suffering the same issues today, with their flowers being removed, not being treated with respect and common courtesy by the people in the office at Wanda Cemetery and also on the board. And on April 23rd, we went to the meeting to address these with the cemetery board. They had a public meeting. 24 people were there. The board did not show up, and we waited for them for 1 hour and 45 minutes. I thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you for coming. The next speaker is, and thank you for coming, Debbie. Next speaker will be Mary Ellen Bach. I hope I got that name correctly. And you also have 3 minutes. I won't start the clock until you get down, so take your time. And I have two other speakers if they want to come down now or they can be here, is Donna Rogers and then Harry Mason. And I'll do them in Mary will be first and Donna then Harry. Take your time. We don't start the clock until you get over there.
Good evening. My name is Mary Ellen Bach. I am here today to talk about the Wanda Cemetery. I am a retired nurse and a former Army officer. As a veteran, I am concerned with the maintenance of Wanda Cemetery because there are over 350 veterans interred there. I have a listing of their names to submit to the board at this time. I was visiting the cemetery last week, and I stumbled across two graves. In both cases, the headstones were completely hidden by cut, old, dried grass. The grass had actually overgrown the headstones. I stumbled because the headstones were hidden and had sunken to about under the ground as much as 3 inches. I uncovered the headstones and discovered that these were recent burials from 209 to 211. In this short of time, these veterans' headstones should have not sunk that much. They were both military veterans. It was obvious to me that the headstones of these two veterans were placed without having a proper footer poured. Also, neither headstone had the grass properly edged around it. I want our dead veterans to have the respect they deserve for them dying for fighting for our country. Looking around the cemetery, I saw numerous other headstones that were leaning and in some places had fallen over completely, and I will submit numerous pictures to the board for that. It was obvious to me that many of these headstones did not have proper footers and had not been properly placed or were not being maintained to respect those people interred there. I have many photos to share with the board of these headstones. Finally, I will close that I have listened to complaints from survivors about the disposal of flowers and other memorabilia that they place on their loved one's grave. The cemetery has an annual cleanup date of March 1st of each year. Sometime after March 12th of this year, flowers and, God forbid, American flags, other memorabilia like Easter eggs and Easter bunnies on the children's graves were removed from the entire cemetery and placed in the South Roxana Township garage dumpster instead of the place where they usually dump their refuse, which is the cemetery dumpster. This was done without informing the survivors of the intent to clear the cemetery. This is disrespectful of those interred there and disrespectful of survivors who choose to celebrate the life of their departed loved ones. Thank you for listening to my concerns.
You made that by 4 seconds. You did a good job. And if you have your remarks, we'll put those in the minutes if you want to give them to the clerk. Next person we're going to have speak is Donna Rogers. And I don't know if Debbie, if you had something written down, if you want to give copies to, you could. Okay, just come on down. And Donna, when you start, we'll start the 3 minutes.
Good evening. I am here today to speak for my son, Chad Rogers, who passed away September 17th, 2012, and is buried at Wanda Cemetery. Chad died at age 23 and lived his life as a special needs child. His passing was hard on my entire family, and I want to be assured that he will have an eternal resting place that is guaranteed. We went to Wanda Cemetery and talked to Dawn Stalkop. She showed us the cemetery and went over the arrangements with us. She told me that after the burial plot was paid for, we would receive a warranty deed in the mail. We were also told that we would not be allowed to maintain his grave, as that was to be done by the cemetery. I told Dawn Stalkop that I had a shepherd's hook at home with morning glories on it, and I asked if I could put it on Chad's gravesite, as it was his favorite. She guaranteed me that I could do that. Later that day, I paid the total due for his burial plot of $1,500. Within 2 weeks, I received an interment deed, not a warranty deed. An interment deed means that in 25 to 30 years, Chad's remains can be dug up and moved to some other location, and his burial plot can be resold. This was not what I had paid for, and to me, it violates the sacred nature of his burial site. I want to be assured that after I am gone, he will still be buried by my side and not moved to some other site. I feel that we were lied to about the deed. My son's grave site has not been properly maintained. I visit the site every day, and I understand that grave settles, but nothing was being done about the settling of his grave site. I had to tell Dawn at least 5 times that the grave needed to have dirt added to it before anything else, before it was done. The grave site is not being mowed, edged, or having additional dirt added as needed on a timely basis, even though the cemetery is supposed to be responsible for the maintenance. 2 weeks after Chad's burial, I received a letter informing me that I would have to remove the shepherd hook from Chad's grave, even though I had been promised that I could place it on the grave. The letter told me that if I did not remove it within 30 days, the cemetery would hold it for 30 days and then disregard it. My concern is with the management of the cemetery. The promises I was given when I signed the agreement to purchase the plot, and the fact that I was not provided a warranty deed, and maintenance is not being kept up with the cemetery. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. If you want to give your remarks to the clerk. Okay, and the last speaker would be Harry Mason.
I'm going to have to read this fast. Hello, my name is Harry Mason. According to Madison County Clerk Office, I'm a member of the Wanda Cemetery Board still. The cemetery is wrong in the way they're treating the grave owners. It's like a cancer has taken over. I've contacted Ms. Noble of Channel 4 News and Sean Hannity of the nationally known Fox News Network and asked them to take up this cause. The Wanda Cemetery was founded in 1834. It was a beautiful, quiet country cemetery. The cemetery incorporated in 2003. It's had four board presidents since then. All four presidents, including myself, has asked county board person Helen Hawkins for assistance in appointing or acknowledging the existence of the fact that the Madison County Board has the right and the duty to appoint cemetery board members. It creates a checks and balance system. Then Cemetery President Scott Levan wrote a letter to your chairman where he stated, "It is understood that vacancies are filled by your position," in a letter against two board members and myself. Now Cemetery President Jack Stalkup sent to County Board Member Helen Hawkins a letter dated March 12, 2013, which stated, "Here are the names you requested for reappointment to the Wanda Cemetery Board," where Helen wrote a note saying, I did not ask Jack for reappointments of these people. Further down in Jack Stalkup's letter, he writes, also, as per your conversation, these are the names of two more we would like to add to the board. The cemetery bylaws state that Amendment Section 1. These bylaws may be altered, amended, or repealed when all the trustees are present by a vote of the majority present. The bylaws state in Article 4, Officers Section 1, such officers shall be elected at the first meeting after the annual appointment of trustees by the chairman of the county board, as provided for under the Cemetery Care Act of the state of Illinois. Cemetery bylaws have been in existence since before the cemetery was incorporated, and the same bylaws are still in effect as of today, May 15, 2013. The cemetery had been threatened with a lawsuit, is currently being sued over the cemetery wanting an American flag to be torn down, and has 41 angry grave owners and family members talking to a lawyer on a possible class action lawsuit. While in court, it was stated that the cemetery was now acting as a corporation. If four cemetery presidents have accepted the fact that the county board has appointed board members in the last 10 years, why should it suddenly be changed just because the cemetery is now being sued? In closing, please remember, everyone on this board was elected by the voters and are supposed to work for we the people, not solely a politically charged entity corporation. And I do thank you.
You have your remarks. You want to give those to the clerk before you go up there? Sir? Sir? Do you want to give your remarks to the clerk?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That we have them on record. Correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter of resignation from County Board Member Hal Patton. We have a letter from Vertellus regarding permit modifications. We have a letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation informing that they have received the resolution certifying the names of the county engineer. We have the monthly report of the county clerk, circuit clerk, and recorder. We have the population report from the sheriff's office and the treasurer's monthly investment report.
Is that all for the correspondence?
That's all for correspondence.
And the first two appointments on this I would like to do myself. The first one is to appoint the Madison County Chief County Assessment Official. I will tell you that the person that we had in there before this did a tremendous job. She's sitting to my right, and I think she's doing a good job as county clerk. I knew it was not going to be an easy position to fill because I think Debbie did do a tremendous job. I interviewed three people. I really do feel I picked a person I will get along with the office the best. I would hope. I got to mention. I don't even know if she's here. Is Karen Stack in the audience too? I just got to say something. Karen has been the interim since Debbie has been the county clerk, and I think she has done a tremendous job. And I want to thank you for what you have done, and I think she has told me that she's going to stay on for at least another year. I hope you do, if longer if you like, because I think she has so much knowledge in that office. I think she's going to be an asset to the person I'm going to appoint. So first off, I think we owe a debt of gratitude for Karen for her job. The person I would like to put into that position is Joe Dodderman. I think most of you know him. I believe he's been in that office for about 22 years, if I have that correct. I think he'll do a superb job. I believe he lives in your area, Mr. Maher, and Ms. Tracy's area, so both your areas. And I would entertain would you like to put in a form and a motion to go and approve this appointment? We have in a second. Have a motion by Ms. Tracy, seconded by Mr. Maher, to appoint Joe Dodderman, the Chief County Assessment Official. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Mr. Dodderman, I'm not going to have you speak, but if you would get up and be recognized, this is our new county assessor. I believe, Joe, you have some family members here, too, they tell me. Oh, back over here, so congratulations also. And it's up to you. I guess you're going to be sworn in later on tonight.
Yes.
We'll get that taken care of and take charge tomorrow morning. So thanks for being on board. And the next appointment I'd like to make is for the county engineer. You know, I got to tell you, I've worked with two county engineers since I've been here, and that's Dave Dietzel and Gary Stallhut. Both of them have been different personalities. Both of them have been good friends of mine and have done a tremendous job. And, Gary, I was really disappointed to see that you were leaving because I think you should have gone for 40 years. But I believe your last day is going to be on the 7th of June, and this appointment will become official on June 8th. But once again, Gary, I think, in all honesty, it's just like the Supervisor of Assessments Office. We have a great office. Let me tell you, I go out throughout the state. I don't think we have a highway system second to none in the state of Illinois as far as county highways. That's a lot to deal with Dave Dietzel and Gary Stallhut, and I hope the person that I'm appointing today will continue that in the future. And that the appointment I would like to make is Mark Cavillo, and I believe Mark is in the audience right there, Mark. Mark, I believe, will do a tremendous job, and I will entertain a motion to have him approved.
So moved.
We have a motion and second it on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Mark, congratulations. You have big shoes to fill, and don't mess it up. That's my joke. And I just have to introduce one other person here because I think it's important. We have, you know, we always try to hire from within. And Dave Dietzel's deputy engineer, I guess is the title, assistant engineer was Gary. And then, of course, Mark was Gary's assistant engineer. Well, we are putting Greg, and I always don't know if it's Schulte or Schulte. I think it's Schulte, correct? Greg Schulte in as the assistant engineer. And, Greg, we don't have an appointment or anything today, but I just want you to stand up and be recognized also. And once again, I'm very pleased with both the assessing office and the highway department. And I think we are Madison County. We make good appointments, I believe, and I think we're moving forward. I look forward to working with everyone in the future. Thank you. If you want to do the other appointments.
Chairman, we have additional appointments this evening. The Glen Carbon Fire Protection District. Thomas Bowles is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Holiday Shores Fire Protection District. Russell R. Hinkey is recommended for appointment to an unexpired term of Howard Hall, who has resigned effective May 31st, 2013. The Mitchell Public Water District. Dale Kirksey is recommended for appointment to a new five-year term. State Park Fire Protection District. Peggy Jeter is recommended for appointment to a new three-year term.
So moved.
We have a motion by Art on a second.
Second
by Ms. Clasper on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Ms. Mendoza?
No, sir.
Okay. We'll go into agenda item B, Buildings Facility Management Committee and Finance Government Operations Committee. Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the Building and Facilities Management Committee, I would move that we approve an emergency resolution to award a contract to rebuild a train 350-ton chiller in the Madison County Administration Building.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Alons or somebody on
Tracy.
The team. Ms. Tracy had to beat you on the thing. And I just want to say that I really appreciate this motion. Evidently, we had one unit that went out today, and my office got a little stuffy, so I really appreciate this one. Roll call. Mr. Dodd?
Yeah, we're done.
Got it.
Mr. Chicano?
He's confirming. There we go. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. County Institutions Committee, Mr. Petrello?
Oh, I didn't know I was going to actually get an opportunity to speak, but I thought it was going to come from you, Mr. Chairman, to recognize one of the departments that reports to our committee.
I will do that for you. And I just want to, Suzanne Dietrich, are you here, Suzanne? She's over here. And we're very proud to say that she's been reelected. I believe you're the secretary of the Illinois State Historical Society. You know, I think that gives Madison County some recognition, and I think you've done a tremendous job. And as everybody knows in the county, if you ever heard her make a report, she's very passionate about Madison County Historical Society and Madison County History Museum, and I think you're doing a tremendous job, and you get an atta girl for being elected secretary, but we still want you to move up to the presidency. So you have to stay in there a little while and move up the chairs. But once again, congratulations. Thank you. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Finance and Government Operations Committee have four items for your consideration. We have summary report of claims and transfers for year 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, corner fee fund for 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, health department vector grant for 2013, immediate emergency appropriation, health department VCA AFIX grant. This is signed by seven members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call.
All the votes are locked, Chairman.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all I have, sir.
Thank you. Government Relations Committee, Mr. Burris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Government Relations Committee have one resolution concerning the review of executive session minutes for the period ending March 31st, 2013. I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, on the question. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Burris?
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has four resolutions for your consideration. One, a resolution authorizing the use of community development block grant funding for infrastructure improvements in the village of East Alton. Two, a resolution authorizing a demolition contract. Three, a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to Chateau Township. Four, a resolution authorizing the case management contract for the Madison County Transitional Housing Program. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Trey Lyons.
Lisa.
Lisa. There we go. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Anything else?
Yes.
Yes.
On May the 8th, the Madison County Health Department Committee was presented the comprehensive management audit, and when that audit is finalized, everyone will be able to get a copy of that to see it.
Okay, thank you. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval, finding fact and recommendations, and the resolutions, and I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you, okay, Mr.
Thank
Chairman.
You. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Anybody on the question? Roll call.
Lisa.
Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano? Okay, thank you. Highway Committee, Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has six resolutions for your approval this evening, the first being a jurisdictional transfer on Moreland Road in Madison County, sale of land being excess vacated rights right-of-way along New Pogue Road. Number three is an agreement for preliminary engineering services, replacement of drainage structure on Pin Oak Road, Section 15, Pin Oak Township, Madison County. Number four is an agreement for preliminary and construction engineering service, Missouri Avenue Kraft Food Project. Number five is a final payment resolution for bituminous surface on Union Road, Union School Road, Morrow, St. James, and Seminary Road, Madison County. And number six is a request to advertise and receive bids for two new pickups for the Transportation Department. It has been signed by all members of the Transportation Committee, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Have a second on
yes.
The question? Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
No. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I just want to take the opportunity again to congratulate Mr. Goggin. Am I pronouncing that, by the way, correctly? Is it Goggin? Okay. And Mr. Cavillo and Dalderman for your appointments today. I think you're going to do a tremendous job in Madison County, and I look for many, many good things from you in the future. And let's keep working together as a team. Anything else under new business? Entertain a motion. Ms. Hawkins?
Yes. In relation to the people that came here to speak about the cemetery, I go back to approximately 2 years ago when two trustees of the cemetery who are present tonight came to you about the problems, about the corruption, about the stealing. We gave you a folder showing this. Well, you, Mr. Doubledee, and you said that we would have to wait until I could make new appointments approximately 2013. So upon that, there was nothing else that I could do. In the meantime, I continued to get these problems brought to me. And then as recently as one of former President Harry Mason brought out tonight, that they are claiming that the county no more appoints them. Nothing has been shown. I called the state office there of the state controller, Judy Barr Topeka. She said she would have her lawyers looking into this. I did want an answer. I believe what the people have said. There's too many telling the same thing. I have witnessed the poor condition of the cemetery. I have witnessed the tombstones sitting crooked because of the lack of concrete in what they're placed on. And therefore, I am asking, since I've been shown no proof that we do not appoint, no proof whatsoever, I am asking that this board approve the agenda to place new members on the cemetery. I think it's only fair to at least ask all of you. I've kept all of you aware of these things by 88 cents postage to packets. And do I have any support at all from this board? Do I have any at all that we ask that these be put on the agenda okay. for a new cemetery board?
Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. On the question, I'm going to have the state's attorney speak.
Helen, I want to thank you for bringing this up. And for the folks who came and spoke tonight, obviously this is a really difficult situation for you and your families. I can't imagine what that feels like and how that must make you feel when your wish is to honor your lost family members and loved ones and certainly honoring the veterans of the United States. My office is reviewing the information that you provided to us, Helen, and at this point in time, we do not have an absolute answer on this, but our preliminary review of what the information that you provided to us and the information we've discovered is that the county board may have had its jurisdiction revoked by the implementation or by the creation of a not-for-profit corporation, which would mean that the board would lose its ability to have control over this and that this board wouldn't have the jurisdiction to take action against it. I'm working with Mr. McGuire. He wants to make sure that we get this absolutely right, just as sure as I'm sure Ms. Topinka's office wants to as well, to make, because this is such an important and serious matter. And we'll be reaching out to you when we have a final opinion on that and when we've got more information that we can give you, the something concrete and solid that you can go on. If it turns out that that's not the answer, of course, we'll tell you that. But it does appear at this point in time that that is the direction this is going, which would be unfortunate that this body couldn't do something about it. But it would potentially place a greater ability in the hands of the loved ones and the family members to take some control themselves over the situation. And I'd be happy to meet with folks once we have some information about that, if you want to talk about that, Helen.
I would appreciate that, sure, for the sake of the people buried
absolutely
there.
Okay.
Mrs. Topinka called me back personally from her office in Springfield. And with everyone together on it, we want an answer to the most corrupt cemetery in the state of Illinois. Thank you.
And just to say, Ms. Hawkins, I feel for the people. I thought you made a very good presentation today. If I am given the authority to appoint, and it's legal for me to make the appointments, I will be taking Ms. Hawkins' advice. But I'm not going to be sitting in a position, if I cannot make those appointments, that might have to be something else that has to be done a different way. But I do feel for you, and I listened to your arguments today, and believe me, you made a very good presentation. I would be upset if I had a loved one in the Wanda Cemetery Board. But we have to make sure that we have jurisdiction before we could do anything, and I have to go through the legal process to figure that out, and we will keep Ms. Hawkins informed. If anybody wants to write me, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. But once we come up with that definite answer, we will make sure that gets out to everyone. That way you know exactly where you stand. Anything
Mr.
else
Chairman?
Before the board?
Mr. Chairman. Mrs.
Yes. Go ahead, Art.
I'd just like to go on record publicly that I support Helen in her efforts. I read once where the integrity of any community is expressed in the manner in which they honor their dead. And this is not Madison County. We don't sure do this. You know, I heard from the lady concerned about the veterans' graves. If anything, this county goes overboard in recognizing veterans and doing for veterans, as we're all proud of being a part of. So, you know, if there's any way possible, and if there's any legal action that maybe we can take as a county board sure to rectify the situation, I think that we ought to consider that as well.
And Mr. Gibbons will look into that.
And thank you, Mr. Gibbons.
I have a question for Thomas, state's attorney. You know, as I see the problem as it's been presented through letters that Helen sent out and the testimony of the folks today, is that there's two issues here. One of which is jurisdiction, and there have been some allegations of criminality as well. Are you investigating both of those avenues?
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, we're not going to leave any stone unturned.
Pardon,
we won't
sir?
Leave any stone unturned.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, I also like to go on record that I support Helen on this.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Walters?
Well, I was going to change the subject, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Wanted to express my gratitude to everybody. As you know, my nephew has liver cancer. Became a big proponent of fighting cancer, as is Kelly Tracy's been doing for a long time. Kelly, thank you. But I just this past Sunday, I was at Mass, and my two kids go to St. Mary's in Alton, and we have two fourth graders that have cancer, and we went to Mass Sunday, and the priest got up and was speaking that he went and visited. We thought that she would pass away. Well, we found out later that afternoon that Delia Fader is her name, and she lost her battle to cancer this past Sunday. So it is a real horrible thing, and I do believe the other young lady will probably lose her battle also. But I couldn't let her go without mentioning her name with all the that's going on with the cancer, especially in my family. So
appreciate
thank
it
you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Walters. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Got a second?
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Did you want? I'm sorry. We recessed.